Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 18, talking about the teacher. Rabbah Bar Barachana said in the name of Reish Lakish, two very interesting characters, one of them named for his grandmother, interestingly enough, Bar Barachana. We should all make sure to have our own role models, especially our grandparents, a grandmother. There's always something you can learn from everyone in your life. Interesting that he was named for her. Said the name of Reish Lakish, who interestingly was the Chavrusa of Rav Yochanan. Lo Aleinu, we should never know for some such things. He dies later on in the Talmud. They talk about it, and Rav Yochanan couldn't handle it, even though he had a lot of loss in his life. He formerly was a bandit, a robber, I believe, and looked to the great heights he had. Two interesting characters. So he says in the name of Reish Lakish, Rav Yossi said this according to the view of his teacher, Rabbi Akiva, who expounds the word Yitma, shall be contaminated, that is written in reference to foods that were exposed to Tumah, as if it were to be read, Yitameh, shall contaminate. Rabbi Akiva thus derives that Tameh foods can impart biblical Tumah to other things. Rav Yossi similar expounds the word Yitma, shall be contaminated, that is written in reference to beverages, as if it were to be read, Yitameh, shall contaminate. He thus derives that beverages have the biblical capacity to impart Tumah to certain things. Meaning that we're looking at the idea of how to see, how to read the word. The notes point out Rav Yossi was one of Rabbi Akiva's five principal disciples, as stated in Tractate Yevamos. Rav Shimon was also one of those five disciples. The reason Reish Lakish singled out Rav Yossi here is because, as the Gemara will conclude below, Rav Yossi himself does not concur with Rabbi Akiva in regard to this law, but Rav Yossi said it only according to the view of his teacher. As for Rav Shimon, he may well have stated it as an explanation of his own opinion, pointed out by the Tzlach. The idea here to focus on is that of the teacher, having someone to mentor you, having someone to teach you, to guide you. We've talked about it before, but it always bears repeating. It always bears review and repetition. It bears review and repetition. It's important to have someone to guide you, a teacher, someone to learn with you, someone to take your hand and bring you on the journey, the voyage of Torah. I myself am not able to do the daf or to go through Parsha myself. Of course, we do the DT, but we have sources to go through it. But when learning about the daf, learning about the parsha, I have my teacher, I have my Rebbe, if you will, the podcaster, the great Rabbi Rosner. He takes me through the parsha, he takes me through the daf, Blineder, Mir Tasham, and also sometimes Navi. He takes me through the Navi. He's my teacher in that aspect. And when I have questions, I reach out to my rabbi in the community. We need to have our rabbis. We need to have our mentors. It's so important. Pirkei Avos teaches us, Asei Lecha Rav, O Kanei Lecha Chaver. You can't buy for yourself a teacher. You can't buy for yourself a mentor. You have to make it for yourself. It takes hard work to find that teacher, to learn with that teacher, and to go on the voyage with your teacher. It's so important to have a rabbi, a teacher, a mentor, a guide in your life, not just a friend. A friend can be gotten and acquired in many ways, even if you have to buy him through a partnership or you find him in school or whatever, but you have to make for yourself a teacher, working on that relationship, someone to literally guide you and to bring you on the voyage of life, the Torah voyage, and you need that rabbi to help you. Just as the Gemara talks about, the sage talking about his teacher, they all had teachers. We too all need to make sure we have the central role of a teacher, Asei Lecha Rav, a mentor, a guide, someone who can take you on the voyage of life every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 19 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.